I hadn't ever used quite that much hellfire before. Power rushed out of my staff. Usually, when I employed it like this, the force I unleashed was invisible. This time, it rushed out like a scarlet comet, like a blazing cannonball. The force dipped at the last second, then came up at the phage. The impact threw it against the ceiling with bone-crushing force and at least twice as much energy as I'd intended. The phage came down, limbs thrashing wildly, bouncing and skittering frantically like a half-smashed bug. I hit it again. The runes in my staff blazing, bathing the whole length of the hall in scarlet radiance, slamming the phage into a wall with more crunching sounds. Yellowish liquid splattered, there was an absolutely awful smell, and sudden holes pocked the wall and the floor where the yellow blood fell. I cried havoc in the hellish light and hit it again, and again, and again. I bounced the murdering phage around that hallway until acid burned 100 holes in the walls, ceiling, and floor, and my blood sang with the battle, with the power, with triumph. I lost track of several seconds. The next thing I remember, I stood over the crushed, twitching phage. "It's the only way to be sure," I told it. And then, with cool deliberation, I slammed the end of my staff into the thing's eyeless skull, muscle and magic alike propelling the blow. Its head crunched and fractured like a cheap taco shell. And suddenly, there was no phage, no creature. There was only the damaged hallway, the tainted smell of hellish wood smoke, and a mound of clear, swiftly dissolving ectoplasm. My knees shook, and I sat down in the hallway. I closed my eyes. The red light of hellfire continued to pulse through my staff, lighting the hall, illuminating my eyelids. The next thing I knew, Mouse pressed up against my side, an enormous, warm, silent presence. Bright lights bobbed toward me, flashlights, footsteps. People were shouting a lot.
"Jesus," Rollins breathed.
Murphy knelt down by me and touched my shoulder.
"Harry?"
"I'm okay," I said. "The girl behind me, she's hurt." Rollins stood shining his flashlight on a bloody section of the hallway.
"Jesus Christ."
The phage had killed 3 people before I got there. I hadn't been able to see much of them during the fight. It was a scene of horror, worse than any slaughterhouse. The phage had taken out a cop. I could see a piece of shirt with a blood-stained CPD badge on it. The second victim might have been a middle-aged man, judging by a bloodied orthopedic shoe that still held a foot. White leg bone showed 2 or 3 inches above the shoe. The third victim had been one of the little vampire girls I'd seen the previous evening. I could only tell because her head had landed facing me. The rest of her was hopelessly intermixed with the other 2 bodies. They need someone good at jigsaw puzzles to put them back together. Murphy went to the girl with the lighter and knelt over her.
"How is she?"
I asked.
"Gone," Murphy replied.
I blinked.
"What?
She's dead."
"No,"
I said. I was too tired to feel much of the sudden frustration that went through me.
"Hell's bells, she was moving just a second ago. I got here in time."
Murphy grimaced.
"She bled out."
"Wait," I said, staggering to my feet. "This isn't, she shouldn't be." I felt a sudden sickness in my stomach. Was she alive when the phage had turned to run? Could I have stopped or slowed the bleeding if I had let the thing retreat to the never-never? I thought of the fight again. I thought of the satisfaction of turning the hunter into prey, of extracting vengeance for those it had slain. I thought about the power that raged through me, the sheer, precise strength of the hellfire-assisted assault, and how good it felt to use it on something that had it coming. I'd barely given a thought to the girl's condition.